Hello, hello. Today we are with a very special, talented guest, Graham Moos. Hello,
right.
Graham.
Hi, how are you, Billy?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well.
And you are our local artist.
Yes.
Talented musician.
Thank you.
Wow, and you got new single with your band called the Petrichor.
That's right.
Wow, mm-hmm. And it's called the Heartwork.
That's it.
Tell us a little bit more about your band and about this single.
So the band was founded about a year ago. I've been making music for a number of years now. And I recorded a album at home a few years ago and released it. And most of the elements of that album was very electronic. But then I really wanted to bring it to a live setting. And I didn't think I could really... it's not that I didn't think I could, but I felt it would be more appropriate and a bit more fun to bring in a live band. And so I brought some friends together and said, do you guys want to play this music live? And they said yes, which was really, really, really nice. And then so we formed a band. And so since then, we've been kind of like playing gigs around and experimenting and finding our sound. And earlier this year, we changed our name. It used to be just Graham Moos Band. And then we gave it a name and a character, Graham Moos and the Petrichor. And since then, you know, we released a single in May, our first single, The Helm, and that did really well on local radio, and I was really stoked about that, and we're really happy with the work that we did, and now we're releasing a second single called Heartwork, and we're launching that next week on Thursday at the Bearded Lady.
Oh, wow. Are you playing with other bands?
Yeah, we're headlining, and we have two supports. We have Eddie Mara, who's actually one of the trumpet players in my band. He's doing a solo set at the beginning. And I think that's his debut under that name. I think that's his first show. So it's really exciting for him. Liam McNamara. And the second main support act is Pink Matter, who've been doing really well in the Brisbane scene. They're a four-piece, all-girl, hip-hop, soul, jazz band. And they're really, really rad. So I'm really... I'm stoked to have them supporting. It's going to be a sweet, sweet night of soul music, I think.
Yeah, very special. Mm. And do you compose and write lyrics?
Yeah, with the songs, the band. Yeah, well, so with the songs we've done so far, I've written the kind of the skeleton of the song, so the lyrics and the vocal melodies and the some of the chord progressions, and then brought it to the band, and we sort of produced it and arranged it together, and added the drums and the bass and the extra guitars and the horns. I've done some writing with it as well, so it's really nice. It's like I come to them with like the basics of a song, and then together we kind of expand upon it and create the full band sound.
That's really great when you have a team like that. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, great teamwork. Mm. And where does your inspiration come from? Who's your influence?
With this project, I go a lot to my roots of, I guess, where my guitar playing and my sort of songwriting came from. And the few biggest influences that have come from are the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think they're kind of sort of like the way they kind of take rhythm and like funk music and add in all this harmony has been really inspirational, and it's always really driving and passionate, and as a guitar player I've been heavily influenced also by John Mayer, so our sound really comes through that. But there's so many other influences, like the other band members add, and we kind of, you know, over the years I've developed different sounds and taken influence from a whole bunch of artists, so it's hard to pin it down to one artist, but there's definitely some core influences in my guitar playing and the way I approach songwriting that definitely have a big influence on the band sound.
So what did you start doing first, songwriting or guitar playing or singing?
I think they all kind of came at the same time. I've been singing my whole life, but I only really got serious about it when I started playing guitar in my early teens, and it all kind of happened at the same time. I got really into playing guitar, and then I started singing and playing guitar at the same time, and then I wanted to write my own song, so it was kind of an evolution that kind of all came about at the same time.
Wow. Mm. I heard you a little bit playing live, preparing. Oh, it sounds like music from the heaven.
Oh, thank you.
It's Thank nothing you. Better than live.
Mm, live music is so, it's just so human and real. It's like the difference between someone, you're having a conversation with someone, and they're saying something nice to you and inspiring to you and lovely to you, rather than hearing it on a podcast or hear it from somewhere else. You know, it's the live element. It's just like, it feel like you're actually, you're part of the music. You're experiencing it together. You're interacting with it.
So what would you say for your music? What style, what genre would be?
That's a hard question, because
it's not just one.
Yeah, it seems to, they're definitely, with this project, it definitely seems to be a genre that's coming forth, becoming very apparent. And it's there's a lot of soul, like kind of soulful influences in the way that we approach, you know, we write hooks, and the way I sing, it's definitely from a soul element kind of space. But there's definitely like some heavier sort of like indie rock flavors with the way that the drummer plays. He plays a lot of metal, but in this project it's a lot more soul funk roots, so he brings this kind of more intensity into a genre that's a little bit more more about the space and the soul of it, I guess. So if to sum it up, like, I would say like soul indie rock roots music.
Mm-hmm. And how do your audience respond when they hear you guys playing? They respond
well. We definitely aim to get people moving and dancing, and I think that we definitely achieve that. And there's definitely been some people who've been I've been friends with for a long time, and they've come to a lot of shows and been very supportive, and they know the lyrics to a lot of older songs. So it's always really lovely when you're playing a song you've been playing for a few years and you're seeing a bunch of your friends there singing along enjoying the music and being a part of it as well.
And what's the next step for you guys? Are you planning EP or album or more touring?
We're doing a little single tour with this single. And then after that, I think we're going to take a little break to chip away at the EP and just kind of find our place, because we're still very young as a band in the project, and we're still experimenting with the process of how we want to go about being a band. So I think we're going to leave a little bit more time to find that process again. And this year has been a big investment, releasing these two singles and putting publicity behind it. It can be very costly. So it's a great investment, but you need a bit of financial backing. So we're going to take a little bit of time to relax, you know, do maybe a bit more songwriting, slowly record the EP and find our space, and maybe experiment with a few different approaches to even just existing as a band and what that means to us.
So your new single, Heart Work, is there something about breaking hearts or emotional, or is that story connected to real life?
Yeah, well, the song is actually a lot more about finding this balance between work and play, basically, in our lives. And it's something that it's still a journey, and something I've been struggling with a little bit, because for so long my life, like all of my life, has just been about being a successful musician. Since about the age of maybe 14 or 15, I said to myself, that's what I want to do and how I want to be. But obviously, as you grow and change the human, your whole approach to life changes, and I'm sort of realizing that I don't want to be constantly working only to an end goal with no sort of gratification in the short term. It kind of burns you out a little bit, and I think it's important to realize that the point of whatever you're doing, no matter what job or career that you're passionate about, isn't to get to an end place, but, you know, find a process and find a purpose in what you're doing every day that makes you feel fulfilled and happy, so that you're not relying on the gratification of, you know, a launch, you know, 3 months away, but you're actually every day that you're recording and you're writing, and even the administrative tasks that you do, like sending emails and booking gigs, you're enjoying that as well. And if you're not, then I think there's something that you maybe need to consider, that that's not the process for you, and step back and find a process that you enjoy just as much as the end product, which is also enjoyable.
That's interesting how you have that life wisdom and yeah, that's very, very interesting, and that you have depth. And yeah, I never met any musician who is superficial and shallow. You guys have so much depth, so much soul, and yeah, just so amazing.
We think a lot, maybe too much sometimes, but
that's how you come out with something creative, with such amazing projects.
Mm. Mm. I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. And can you tell us what's your Facebook page, your website? How can our listeners find you on social media?
You can log into my website. It's very simply grahammoes.com. Graham with a H, Moes, M-O-E-S, one word. I definitely need to update that website. I still haven't updated that for a while. It's got my old release on there, but it's, you know, it's still everything, you know, all the social media there is, you can find Facebook and YouTube on the same place. But if you're on Facebook and you find that easier, Graham Moes, M-O-E-S, is on there, and Graham Moes and the Petrichor, I release everything under that Facebook page, and we're on SoundCloud and YouTube as well, and Bandcamp. So you can find us anywhere online, basically. Cool. I think.
And can you remind our listeners about that gig?
So the single launch for this song, Heartwork, is next week on Thursday at the Bearded Lady in West End.
That's excellent. So we got the whole week to promote you guys.
Yes. Me too, because yeah, I've definitely fallen off the promotion bandwagon this week. I'm like, oh God, it's next week. I really need to put up posters and put up stuff on social media. But yeah, you guys will know about it if you live in West End, or you follow me on Facebook, or you listen to this.
Cool. Shall we hear Heartwork first?
Yeah, let's listen to the song.
Places, faking faces, this is not what I need. And I pour my soul into this sound, making chases, the failing races. How do I go these seas? Oh, well, I know when it's time to go or stop. I pick up my legs, I work on the love that I've got. I feel my soul right up to the top. I'm colorblind, some guy. I wish him well on the side of the street. I do my part, I do these deeds. Sometimes you've got to care for yourself. In your health, observe your state, your soul's wealth. Sit down and meditate. When will I know when it's time to go or stop? I pick up my legs, I work on the love that I've got. I fill my soul right up to the top. But full of kindness, I found that anything that makes you sing is only worth keeping. And anything that stops you weeping is a fleeting high. It's just a quiet lie. I am not the one to bring you love, cause it's yourself. You only need yourself. Trusting in the things that you failed once before. Blues, and don't try to control.